was a lot of things by Basketball Shorts. Welcome into the playlist. Coming up later in the program, we are traveling to Salt Lake City. That's in Utah to speak with a rap group. What? Out of Salt Lake? What? I know what you're thinking. Turtle, you have found another gem. I have, and we're going to be speaking with Better Taste Bureau. But before we do that, I have for you Andrea Balancy. Oh my God, this is such a great song. This is You've Never Been Alone. This is the first single off her Walls EP. For more information, AndreaBalancy.com.
Try to keep it inside, but I keep wondering about the unsaid. Eyes closed, you're inside my head. The fire is lit. I have to go to work, go to win, not to confess. You would never get it. I have to hide away in my own mess. Oh, you've never been alone. You've never been alone, no. It's time to let you go.
What's up? This is Ben Harris from Better Taste Bureau. We're going to listen to this track, Rise. With Turtle from Enter the Show.
Hear ye to the newcomers. I've been waiting to school you like a teacher been all summer. Yeah, back it up, you should probably call the plumbers. Now make some weather horns so we can break up from the slumber. How dare he get up and speak with confidence? Dare he get up and move the audience? Dare he push an unbeliever off the fence? Salute, salute to the hip-hop guardians. Rise, 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 rise. City with little brother syndrome. Big brother hip hop was never known to give room. He doesn't know we've been here, sneaking around in his room. He's out there taking hits, how we're in here making hit tunes. And when when it registers. I ask him if he's happy for his stove tops and registers. Reality is better, sir, sugar-coated and never heard. He sat back in his chair, stared, nose lit, said the words, gold all on my watch, gold all on my chains. But that chain holding you back is what's keeping us from change. I don't think you understand, it's not out of our range. Yeah, the beat was hot, the message the same. It's the league of producers, little else been nooses. Glad we found a good kid to balance out the nooses. Tattoos on the neck so they can cover up the bruises. At that time they got bored and ran for the nooses. You ever got progress waiting for permission? Your older brother said it's cool and now you wanna listen. Radio said it's cool, it's not repetition. But if I said the same thing, you'd say my head missing. How dare he get up and speak with confidence? Dare he get up and move the audience? Dare he push a non-believer off the fence? Salute, salute to the hip-hop guardians. Rise, 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 rise. Electrify, won't let you by, so just step aside. In a second, I'm gonna petrify. This beat about to get out, so just press rewind. Hey ye, yes, everybody fear me. I'm about to release, I can do it yearly. Clearly, I'm not used to dumbing it down. School of squares in a circle, got them coming around. Oh no, another rapper telling us what's real. Tell us how you kill it, but you ain't tough still. Sometimes I wanna go off like Kanye. Who even asked you?
You ain't got the answer, sweat.
Let him know, I don't care what they say. Probably gonna hear that we got carried away. Like, how can we relate? Or it's too energetic. I apologize if you just don't get it. But no, I really don't, no, no, I really don't. Finna stay up on the edge like a Billy Goat. What? Like a Billy Goat? Yep, it's what you heard. Pure jurisdiction, now it's time to put in work. How dare he get up and speak with confidence? Dare he get up and move the audience? Dare he push an unbeliever off the fence? Salute, salute to the hip-hop guardians. Rise, 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 rise.
What did you expect? You've got to remember that these are just simple farmers. You know, morons.
They're the same thing! Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
All guilty, but with a real good excuse.
Nothing further, Your Honor.
How dare he get up and speak with confidence? Dare he get up and move the audience? Dare he push an unbeliever off the fence? Salute, salute to the hip-hop guardians. Rise, 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 rise.
Back on the playlist, we just heard Rise by Better Taste Bureau, who I have on the phone. Ben, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man. Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, really excited to have you guys on, primarily because I don't know anything that's going on in Utah, you know? And you know, having you guys as rappers on, I was like very intrigued, and I wanted to get kind of your guys's point of view about the music scene that's happening. Is it very rap centric there?
It's actually not rap centered. Usually, like, what you would know, the people from here is like, it's not necessarily Salt Lake, but Utah has a very good indie scene. Salt Lake is kind of spread apart. But if you go down south a little bit, you have Provo, which is a really, I guess it's a hotbed for indie music right now. From there, you have Neon Trees, you have Imagine Dragon, and even more people coming up. But those are huge names that people don't realize that are from here. So it's definitely, it's not rap-centered. It's getting better, but it's definitely tough as far as, you know, gaining a fan base and being successful, because we are, you know, kind of locked in this bubble here where no one wants to look or think that there is a good music scene.
I saw some footage that you guys put out with Rise as the bed about your album release party, and like 600 people showed up. So I think that's kind of a good sign about the rap.
Yeah, that's really good. That was the first time I was even remotely close to done. Being down in the rap scene in Salt Lake. or, you know, Salt Lake rap is Utah for the most part. So, yeah, 600 people, that was definitely a huge feat for us. You know, our goal was, we didn't get quite, you know, sell it out, but it was pretty dang close, and that was a huge feat for us to get that many people. It's kind of shocking to even have that many people there.
What's the kind of average attendance that you guys are getting? Is it not 600 all the time?
No, that was the first time we've ever even hit 600. That was our album release party, you know, album release show. And so we really pushed hard for it. Last year, in 2013, we released another album under a different name, and we did a venue that was 200 cap, and we sold that out in a week in advance. And that, you know, 200 room is the most that everyone, that, as far as rap goes, that's the highest that you do. So we wanted to go bigger this time, like really go big and push ourselves and try and do something like that that would scream like, hey, you know, look at us, we're doing something bigger out here. And so 600 people definitely has done that, you know, for a lot of people. So it's an awesome thing to see and accomplish.
I also saw that that you guys autographed the Captain Crunch cereal box. I thought that was pretty awesome. Tell me about that.
So our previous album, it was under a different name. So me and Sean here, he's here.
Hey, man, this is Sean, the other MC from Better Taste Bureau. What's up?
What's up, man?
He used to be Harrison Gig. That was the other name. And so we had a song on the old album that came out last year called Captain Crunch Time. And people just really gravitated to it. And so some of our fans bring Captain Crunch boxes to shows and just go ham and throw it all over during our shows.
Do you ever just take the cereal out and just be like, you guys can keep the box, but I'm going to eat the cereal?
Yeah, actually, one show we got to eat some leftover cereal, which was nice.
Is that your favorite cereal?
Yeah, that's debatable. It's a good one. It's up there for sure.
Crunch berries are definitely better, you know, because it's not just all going to cut your mouth. But it's good.
You can contact Better Taste Bureau at bettertastebureau.com. That is where you can find them at. As we are talking about their album that is out now, Outliers, I should say. And tell me about this album. I know rap is all about, you know, the struggle from coming up and, you know, just kind of their view on life. Tell me about your view on life growing up in Salt Lake. Is there depravity? Is there a,
you know,
struggle?
We come from a pretty decent area. Not too much struggle as far as life is concerned, but I would say that life in general is a struggle to begin with. It's all general. You know, everybody goes through their trials and tribulations. A thing that we point out in this album and why the album is called Outliers is we're from a city that's not big enough to be recognized on a national scale, but not small enough to be considered a small town. And we just kind of play off of that and how that has created its own different, weird struggle. It's like a different type of underdog, but it's still an underdog. And to an extent that helps us, you know, just working with what you've got and the certain situations that you've been put in your life, you know, and that's what the album's about.
And the album, you know, since you are, you know, pulling from your life, you know, I'm pretty sure that there was a situation or two that, you know, that you wanted to expand upon in your lyrics and you wrote about.
You know, one thing I talk about in the intro, is just about how we're in a city that's, I would consider it a city full of people with little brother syndrome. We won't validate anything until it's validated by Los Angeles or New York or Miami. You know, all the rappers here even are wearing LA hats and New York hats. It's just kind of like we don't have enough, you know, individualism or culture in our city, and that's what's kind of expanded upon in the first song and kind of throughout the album is how, you know, we're trying to bring more pride to our own city and kind of bring an authentic feel. Not that anybody in L.A. or New York are doing anything wrong. We're just trying to be our own and kind of like create our own lane. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do bring up a point because I'm trying to think of, you know what can really encapsulate a city is having a professional team. And Salt Lake City really doesn't have anything professional. You know, you guys just have you know, like skiing. Like when I think of Salt Lake City, I'm thinking, you know, snow.
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're known for the Olympics, snow, Mormons, you know, with the jazz, but they haven't really been anything to talk about for the past decade. So, you know, yeah, we don't really have too much of a culture or a scene in comparison to these big cities. And, you know, we kind of ride that to our advantage in an extent in this album.
Well, I like that you guys are creating this culture and this scene and this notoriety for Salt Lake. Are people really gravitating towards that?
I would say yes, but it takes a lot of work. But I think when people take a listen or go to a show or they give us a chance, then that's really when they start to believe in it. So if they're willing to give us a chance, then we really do gain like hardcore and faithful followers.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to take a break, and then we're going to hear another song. This is going to be Out West, and then we're going to have more with my guest, Better Taste Bureau, right here on the playlist.
Yeah, yeah. What? What? Feeling like I could freak out. Everybody rock to a man. Thought I graduated with the cap and gown. Oh, guess not, but I never held back. Can I rap? Can I rap if I never sell crack?
Better not back down.
Boy, you know me. Didn't even like rap at 14. Took till 16 to get listening. Took two more for me to get in the scene. This scene way more than a hobby. I'm hotter than my hobby. Better tell somebody. Somebody potty. How you bought a Ferrari? Must have a Xerox. Too many copies. Shouldn't have said that I signed at the rest. When they wanna know where I stay. Out west, some gotta give already, give our best. Don't get it wrong, not about that rest. Living in a tidbit, hypocritical. Don't say that you isn't, cause you live a typical, cynical, miserable life just like the rest of us. Try to get by when it gets tempestuous. Two MCs that play off.
Every day's the play off.
Till the day it
pay off. Christmas ain't my day off.
I said Christmas ain't my day off. I said till the day it
pay off. I said every day's the play off.
Two MCs that play off.
If you don't care, I don't care if you don't. If you don't care, I'ma make you mine. Don't look into my future, it'll make you blind. The devil said it'd be cool to take your time. Now you sitting there chilling while he's taking your time. So my tracks like trains, I train on tracks. No train of thought, I got planes of thought. They question my intentions. I mentioned I intend to be the answer to the why Danny Yang just shot. Assuming I'm attuned to what everyone is doing. They used to be suing and now they know that I'm a shooer. Refuted and muted, a couple couldn't compute it. Now rudimentary but rooted, they're absolutely saluted. Oh yeah, no, it's not right. How I outright ride is pulling all-nighters till they get arthritis. Going too deep. Coming Johnny Unitas, and it's probably the reason why they wouldn't invite us. Unfortunately for them, I don't have Alzheimer's. Remember when they came around, they used to have blindness. Didn't really like us, others didn't really like us. And they heard we got the better taste, and now she wanna bite us.
Whoa. Two MCs that play off.
Every day's the play off.
Till the day it
pay off. Christmas ain't my day off.
I said Christmas ain't my day off. I said till the day it
pay off. I said every day's the play off.
Two MCs that play off.
It's hard for you to get it off the way that I spit it. So how could you be a critic? I think it's time that you quit it. I think I'd like to see a mimic probably in at the clinic. And when you walk into the waiting room, you see that I'm in it. I'm saying
you and me, we are not alike. I said you and me, we are not alike.
Evident how I walk up like sediment. Said it's purely a detriment. Should've stayed in your element, cause it's evident, isn't it? Why you're in this predicament? Why your mind tore a ligament? What you get for not listening?
You and me, we are not alike. I said you and me, we are not alike. Nuh-uh. You rap to other rappers and we sell out weed nights. Now you and me, we are not alike. Nah.
This is Ben Harris from Better Taste Bureau. If you want to hear more and check us out, go to BetterTasteBureau.com.
They looking bad.
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 Go, 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 go.
Hey, staring at you with him. Would you look at that? Then he turn around when he walk away looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Staring at you with him, would you look at that? Then he turn around when you walk away looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Every past my eyes start to follow. It gets hard to see.
can't over here like you. Wanna be booking from the man who got your hand? I know he's not the right one. Glad he left your left hand, I'll take it with my right one. Feeling like I known you before, it's only night one. Tall glass of water, but you really only 5'1". Mom's a tall glass too, see where you get the height from. Smile is a bright one, I can tell you like puns. Your man's not frightening. I don't really care if he's got you locked down. He's not a sheriff, see you like a pirate. He is a parrot, used to walk him out, so he's a little less embarrassed. Passing the pass of the bygones, be bygones. Try to stop me from scoring, already past the pylon. Grass is greener, got a tanning on my lawn. Up before the sun, have a ham and eggs by dawn.
Staring at you with him, would you look at that? Then he turn around when he walk away, looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Staring at you with him, would you look at that? Then he turn around when you walk away, looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Probably kinda win that. I got a set of skills that she says you wantin' him. Hold up, girl, what you want with him? Call me an artisan. Doesn't even matter what you want, I got it then. Don't mean to brag, but your man is a bad
one.
You and him, to me it doesn't add up. Really, he to you is more like a chauffeur. Thank you very much, now I get to know her. She will be mine and some maniacal laughs. Won't even think about you and your talent all pass. So put it on the record like a vinyl scratch. That should never be with her once she smiles back. Then he say we gonna go. Hello girl, we good to go. Something that I should've known. She replied, goodness no. Go, 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 baby, roll with me. Go, go, girl, I'm what he'd hope to be. Hey, staring at you with him, would you look at that? Then he turn around when he walk away, looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Staring at you with him, would you look at that? Then he turn around when he walk away, looking back.
Nah, you better not go there. Nah, you better not go there.
Heard Looking Back, which, by the way, I got to see the video, and I'm gonna embed that video on the show notes so the people that haven't listened to you or even haven't even seen this video can go and look at it and know what we are talking about. Really enjoyed the video. What is it about slow motion that makes everything cool?
It is true, like whatever you do in slow motion, it definitely, I don't even know, yeah, it could be anything. It could be I'm completely dumb, but slow motion definitely will make it look better, I guess.
Is that how your brain works? Like, do you think that your brain sometimes sees things in slow motion?
Yeah, that is funny. Like, if you think about, if you just think about anything and what, like, if you think if I'm doing something cool, it definitely is in slow motion. I think it's because everything in life is not going in slow motion, so if you slow it down, and it looks cool, and you can slow down your reactions, your decisions. I'm just thinking of like an action movie, and that's what I always think of. But
this definitely was an action kind of psychological movie. Tell me about this storyline and who came up with this storyline. I really enjoyed it.
Awesome. Yeah, actually, our producer, Mason, thought of definitely the majority of it. And then he collaborated with us a little bit, some of our people who are in, working with films and different things, and then the film company, Film Eagle Films, collaborated with them too to completely think of the idea. So the storyline basically of what it is, it's almost, people have compared it to Groundhog Day in a way, So what it is, this guy, what we talk about in the song is, a girl, we look at a girl with a guy, she's looking back, we're looking at her, like, hey, come get your man, be with me. You know, that's the gist of it. So we kind of flip that idea in the video that this guy that keeps, if you watch the video, in essence, he's dying over and over. You know, he's getting set back because every time he sees this girl, you never see her face. We just know when she's around, and then once he gets a vision or a glance at her, he has to start back over. So basically, he has to start back over because he's letting her back in to his mind or his life. And then by the end, he faces it. You know, they drive in the car and the motorcycle crash together just because he's facing the situation. And that's how he overcomes it.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. You guys are wearing a lot of black in this video. And it was it hot? It didn't seem like a hot day.
It was kind of hot, but not too bad because
it was in the fall, so it wasn't too hot.
It was last October.
Yeah.
So it wasn't terribly hot. We actually, when we did the water scenes, it was in the lake and it was freezing. So, but it was a sunny day, so we looked out a little bit. But in Utah, when you're in the lake and the end of October, you know, it's pretty cold.
That definitely was my favorite scene of the lake, where she's like down, you know, in the lake, and then like you turn her over and then she smiles and it's just like, whoa, you know, and then she walks away and you're like in the lake or whatever. That was cool.
Yeah, I'm glad you like it, because definitely we like it. We appreciate it because it is, you know, almost like a short film. It tells a story, something completely different than you'd expect from the song. And of course, we're not in it rapping, so it's a different view. How can we try to do something different that's never been done before?
Have you thought about expanding on this storyline and doing like a prequel or anything like that to kind of continue?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we actually haven't, but that is a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, then that means I'm going to have to fly out to Utah to be in this just a little quick
cameo. That's right. You can be like, you can end up being like the other guy or something like that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Speaking of other guys, a lot of cool things happening to you guys. Not only are you talking to me, but you have an upcoming show with De La Soul, and I believe you, Paul Wall as well. Tell me about those two fantastic things.
Yeah, I know we got Paul Wall this Friday, and I think are we doing Jurassic 5 too?
Hopefully it's nowhere.
Yeah, hopefully some other big acts coming through too. But yeah, De La Soul, that was a big moment, seriously. That's something that we've all looked up to a lot. So it was a great great news. Great to know that we can open up such an awesome act, you know.
Right, that's definitely giving you guys, you know, even more street cred that you guys are opening up for them. Do you think you guys are going to prepare a special set, or are you guys just going to go in, you know, kind of, you know, same thing, you know, same plan?
Yeah, I think we'll probably cater the set somewhat to that crowd. I mean, we've got old school boom bap beats. We've also got trap beats. We might have to pull out the old school boom bap a little bit and cater to the De La Soul fans, you know. But yeah, street cred for sure. We need all the street cred we can get as rappers. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, get thrown in jail, and that'll bump you guys up a little bit more, okay?
That's all we need, yep, sounds good.
If you guys want to go check out Better Taste Bureau, make sure to log on to bettertastebureau.com. There you can actually get links to go get the album Outliers right there on iTunes. And I just saw that you got some new merch. You got some tank tops that are going on for $15. You can email them bettertastebureau@gmail.com to order that. Are you guys big fans of tank tops? Is that why you chose tank tops, or is it just because it's the time of the season?
We don't mind them. We don't wear them every day, but you know, it's weather appropriate, so they're popular. People seem to like them. Yeah, it gets pretty hot out here in Utah. But hey, man, our producer and DJ Mason Brewer just walked in.
Oh.
Yeah, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Going well, man. How are you yourself?
Yeah, yeah. You are the brains behind the beats.
That is true.
You know, I love the band, but of course the beats are the kind of star. You know, that's what kind of makes the band the band. Why these guys? Why are these guys deserving of these spectacular beats?
That's a very good point.
Because they're spectacular people, spectacular rappers, man. listen to their words. They're talented guys. They're some of the best guys I've worked with around here locally. And, you know, just growing up together and all that. And I really enjoy working with these guys, man. And I work with a lot of different people around here, but whether it be, like, you know, singer-songwriters or just a lot of different styles. But as far as actually, like, working with rappers, these guys have been some of my favorite people to work with ever, so. It's a really good working relationship as well.
Well, I'm glad you guys all won the location lottery and lived next to each other.
Because
I really enjoy what you guys are doing. Is there any, thought or idea to becoming more of a forefront kind of guy? Or are you still kind of, relying on just being a background guy?
I almost kind of want to answer this for Mason because...
Wow.
Well, Mason can answer, but for me, like, that's the thing. Like, I think no matter what, like, even Mason knows this. Like, you look at Ryan Lewis and how that even, like, Jimmy Fallon skit. Like, Ryan is the face of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, but no matter what, I guess people just don't pay attention. But Mason's worked for us for quite a bit of time, and that's why we... switched the name to Better Taste Bureau because it's a group, it's a band, we're all doing a lot of things. You know, Mason's putting in work or more work than us to produce, record, and mix and master everything. So, I mean, that's our goal, is to hopefully see him as, like, you know, equal, like, three parts. You know, we're all a third to make a whole. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. For sure. It is funny that, I don't know if you've seen that, Jimmy Fallon, Ryan Lewis piece, but it is pretty funny because it's pretty spot on because, like, people just, they do not know what producers do. And so that, like, I don't really personally like being called a DJ because to me I feel like it kind of, almost anyone can become a DJ. It's a lot harder to make your own, things like that, so people aren't quite sure. Like, we'll finish a show, and people are like, hey, you're awesome. Like, I don't know what you were doing, but it was great, you know. So that's kind of the response, which is actually really funny. But, it is starting to shift where people are kind of actually do appreciate, like, oh, whoa, you are, like, making pretty much, you know, everything we're hearing, outside of Ben and Sean's person gigs voices, you know. So, anyway, but that's just kind of a funny response. So, as far as me personally, I do agree with Ben. It is the name change came to shift because the new sound with kind of my twist on it, but it's still very much like a group oriented push forward, I guess.
So the name didn't come because you guys do have better taste?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's clearly a huge part, you know. Yeah.
Very cool. I know right now you guys are in a car. Tell me, what kind of car are you guys in?
Have you heard of a Mercedes G550 wagon?
Yeah. You're like the opposite of that.
we're parked right next to one.
Is that your car that they're parked next to?
Yeah, I wish, man. I wish.
Well, I'm here to grant you that wish. You know, you guys put in the hard work, and one day that car will be yours, okay? You just got to keep on doing what you're doing and keep on, you know, pursuing your guys' dreams, and that dream can become a reality.
Yeah, straight. It's a hell of a wish. Thanks, man.
Hell yeah. Okay, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really enjoyed that I was able to talk to everybody. That was really cool. So for more information, log on to bettertastebureau.com.
Do I have to be a punk to you? Like I stole your lunch at school, jump over you like Uncle Drew. Yeah, you know I got some, no stressing like a Rasta. Say I'm an imposter, I will scar you like Mufasa. Whoa, wasn't supposed to go there, but I think I like it. Let's go there. Let me talk my shh, never hush me quiet.
Call me a girl, she's too excited. Why you here? We misinvited. 3 in the morning, eyes are getting sleepy. Hold a city up like Simba with Rafiki. When we walk in, they like who? They throw a party like a bouquet. You can't stop us, it's just too late. So just watch us like a movie. Whoa, whoa, whoa there. Wasn't supposed to go there, but I think I like it. Let's go, go, go there. Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now. I said the score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now.
Your model's outdated and I'm outdating a model. Yeah, yeah, in the building, but the building's about to topple. I'm not behaving right, feeling like Chris Kamen. Ha-ha, don't speak what layman's like. I flows and smith those Lamanites. As long as my rhymes are tight, I probably earn a dime a night to blow a stick of dynamite. I feel like it's that kind of night. Kinda might not be inclined to be my usual kind of nice. He's looking for that shining armor. No, not that kind of night. Gig gave a megabyte, Megan's giving gigabyte. Gig needed some space, so can Tara share a terabyte? Are you gamer down to? She said down to like ya. Up to, past to, waiting. What's still up to? It's just us to what we're up to. Making hooligans look cool again. No sleep, we're never lying. Not kidding, I'm not lying. You're a kitten, I'm a.
Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now. I said the score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now.
It's pathetic how prophetic. I can still kick it with a prosthetic. The knockoffs won't knock it off. No time for that when you're authentic. Too complex, they perplex. Put the opposition in the opposition. What's going on? Why you going off? Too on time, am I throwing my.
Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Where is all the hype, man? All I need's my hype, man. Quit it with the child's play before you get the heist, man. Score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now. I said the score is running up, time is running down. Got you running so much that it's hard to stomach now.
Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.